Yo, what up, it's 1615 Media Group, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and today we're going to be talking about arrogance versus confidence. Arrogance versus confidence and how leadership ties into these things. If you have a pen and paper, make sure you write that down. Arrogance versus confidence. You see, there are differences in the two. Arrogance is being so lifted up by what the world has made you believe about yourself, what you have made you believe about yourself, and totally ignoring what God has called you to be, what God has told you that you are, totally ignoring the circumstances that are in your life at the moment, showing no humility. Confidence is understanding who you are in God and understanding your role in life and understanding where God has called you, but still showing humility as you do these things. See, when a person is arrogant, they're really insecure. They're insecure because they don't know what their role is in life. It could be your job, it could be the church, it could be the team that you're on, the football team, it could be anything. When you're insecure, you feel like you have to pump yourself up so much that you become arrogant while you're doing it. The people who constantly take pictures, the people who constantly have to be seen, they're lacking a fulfillment. That lack comes from lack of God. I'm not saying you don't love God when you are not being fulfilled by Him. I'm saying that you're approaching it the wrong way. Now, confidence. Confidence knows, okay, you know I can't pay this bill next week, but I trust God. I know I'm not qualified for this position, but I trust God. I know that no one talks to me when I go to church, but I'm still who I am because God has already shown me. I don't have to be seen when I go places. I'm still confident. I don't need the church to know who I am. I'm still confident. But then arrogance says, oh, let me make sure I make myself seen. You could be at work and the CEO comes to the job and you just have to go up to him and shake his hand. Now, some people may argue there's nothing wrong with wanting to be known. But what's crazy is when you're actually doing your job, the CEO will find out who you are. You don't have to go and be seen. When you're actually doing your job in the kingdom, God will seek for you and put a calling on your life when you're actually doing the job that He has called you to do. See, because when you are doing the job that you've been called to do, you read your job description. You can go work for a company, but a company doesn't function if you've got several different individuals who want to be the same person. Well, I wanted to be the sales manager. Well, you didn't meet that qualification, but I can tell you this, you wash a car like no other. So maybe you should start there for now. Well, I'm not washing no cars. Arrogance. See, but confidence means, okay, I'm gonna wash that car to the best of my ability. And when my moment comes, I'm gonna know that I'm ready. Because being a leader is not being arrogant. Being a leader is to be confident. There is a huge difference. Some people like to go to establishments. They pay thousands of dollars to go to motivational speakers to hear what they want to hear. Of course, they're going to feed you these things that they get a paycheck to tell you what you want to hear. But the Word of God doesn't care what you want to hear. The Word of God wants you to understand that it's not about being arrogant. If everybody is fighting to get to the same position instead of the position that God wants them to be in, they become arrogant. Okay? Check this out. Write this down. The enemy can make you believe what you already feel about yourself. Listen, I've seen this more in the church than anything, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. You have lots of people that go to church on Sunday. And while they're in church, you got a few different types of people. You got the people that don't care to be seen, but they have the biggest heart in the world. They'll pray with you. They might be the ushers of the church that help you find a seat. Then you got some of those people that they just gotta be seen. They want you to believe that they are walking the straight path. They want you to believe that they have it all together because they want the favor of the pastor. For some odd reason, they want to be seen. And then you got those people that just go because it feeds them what they need to be fed to get them through the week, because they want to maintain a personal relationship with Christ. But the devil can make you believe what you already feel about yourself. So if you feel low in life, if you feel like you're not accomplishing all the things that you want to accomplish, the devil doesn't have to do his job there. You already did it. Where the devil likes to make you believe certain things is when you believe that you've been called to lead situations. The devil could tell you things like, they don't see you for who you are. They don't see your talent. They don't see that you have what it takes. You need to move forward. And this is when you find people who constantly move churches. They constantly move jobs. They constantly have to be in a situation because nobody sees their talent. Nobody sees what they're about. They became so arrogant. The devil has fed them so many lies and told them that they were qualified, but they weren't. They weren't qualified. You can have Satan's qualification or you can have God's. You got many people who are in leadership positions that have no right to be in a leadership position. Just because you were the manager at your last job don't mean you can be the manager of the new one. See, when you ask God to lead you, you have to be willing to wash the cars before you sell them. You have to be willing to wash the dishes before you cook the food. You have to realize that sometimes regression is progression. Stepping back sometimes for the kingdom does not mean you're stepping back. The world may see it that way, but your humility understands that you have a purpose. See, Christ came to the planet Earth and regressed so that we can progress. The King came to the world so that we shall not perish but have everlasting life. He stepped down so we could step up. That's leadership. What if the devil would have told him what he already knew? You don't have to step down, Jesus. You're the King. Of course you don't have to step down. The devil tried to lie to him and tell him that he could give him the whole world, but the whole world already belonged to Jesus. Don't trick yourself into believing that you're ready for something that you're not ready for. That's one of the biggest steps of leadership that you could accomplish. All right. Second, write this down. What gives you energy? What gives you energy? Are you one of those people that have to go to church because you need to be told something that will complete you that day, or that will fulfill the gap? Are you one of the people who need to be told something so that you can go and tell it to other people? There's nothing wrong with that. But are you doing it to be seen? Are you do you get energy off of being heard? Do you get energy off of being right all the time? Write this down. Sometimes you can give yourself so much energy, you begin to think you're right. You know why? Because your energy is coming from you. It's not coming from the kingdom. Sometimes you can give yourself so much energy that you begin to think that you're correct. Okay? That is arrogance. Arrogant people don't like to be taught nothing. They go places where they can be told what they already know about themselves. If it doesn't coincide with what they think about themselves, they don't want to go. And you got to be careful for some individuals, because some individuals will challenge you. They will challenge you just to see if y'all are on the same page. Not every Christian person is going to agree with you, but also not every Christian person is Holy Spirit filled. Some people are filled by the world. You still have those individuals. You have to understand what leadership is. I'm going to tell you, you can always tell a great leader at a job by them saying things like this. I don't work where y'all don't work for me. I work with y'all. We work together. That's a good step of a good leader. But you still have some people who say, I got 30 people under me. Under you, I got 15 employees in my job. Huh? Some leader. At the end of the day, are you confident or are you arrogant? There's nothing wrong with being confident and knowing who you are and rebuking Satan when he tells you that you're nothing. You must rebuke Satan. You must be confident in God's word so that you can rebuke the enemy's tactics. Yes. But when you get to the point where you're arrogant and you think you've been called, that's why ministry is a very frustrating thing for me. I don't even like to do ministry sometimes. I don't even like it. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't like that people critique everything that you do when you're in ministry. I don't like that. You can't even have a glass of wine because somebody goes, look at him. I thought he was a man of God. I am a man of God, but I'm not God. I'm not God. Look at him. He flirting with that girl over there. I'm single. What you mean? Of course. I don't want to live the rest of my life by myself. So I have the right to be a human being and grab opportunities and to understand that I don't want to be single, so I have to talk to women. But see, nowadays everybody wants to point the finger at the church, the pastor, the youth leader, like they're so perfect. That's why ministry is not something that I really wanted to do. Ministry was something that people kept continuously telling me for years and years that I needed to be in ministry, and I kept ignoring it. Sometimes I don't even know why I waste my time on certain people, but that's where the endurance comes in. There are certain days that I don't even want to do a podcast. Because you know what? 60 to 70%, and this is just my statistic, of the people, you're feeding your pearls to swine. And that's rude to say, but this is scripture. Don't cast your pearls unto swine. Not everybody deserves your jewels. Not everybody deserves to hear what you have. Let them keep on going to churches where they get told everything that they want to hear. And they're going to live their whole life in a lie. And they're going to live their whole life not knowing the purpose that God has for them. Humble yourself. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody out there needs to hear this. Humble yourself. What happens when you start going to a church when the pastor gives it to you real and he tells you what it is? I ain't talking about these motivational churches that we have nowadays where everybody tells you that you got a blessing coming. I'm talking about the ones that tell you got a curse coming. I'm talking about the ones that tell you the truth. Yes, you have a blessing coming, but you also can bring many curses upon yourself by the way that you live. Where are these pastors? Where are these leaders? See, arrogance can get you into a leadership position, but you won't know what to do with it if you didn't take the appropriate steps. You know, I made a podcast a while back about unlearning something. Unlearning something, and briefly I'll tell you, as a baby, you're taught not to talk to strangers. But the older that you get, if you don't talk to strangers, you might not get a promotion. The older that you get and the more independent that you become, you have to shake hands with people that you don't know in order to network and grow and expand your opportunities. Unlearning something is not bad. See, as a child, you are taught things like a child, but you have to unlearn those things if you want to go to the next level. You see, right now, you're taught as a child, have a family, make money, and provide. Have a family, make money, become successful. Have a family, yes, make money, yes, become successful. Of course, who doesn't want to be? But what happens when that's what you want and not what God wants? What happens if you unlearn that system and the system becomes do what God asks you to do every single day? Do what God asks you to do. Unlearn the systems that you're used to. Unlearn the systems that you are used to. If it's not God's calling for you, it's just not His calling for you. Once you give your life to God and you tell Him to have His way, you need to step out of the way. Quit trying to portray yourself as something that you're not. Listen, when Jesus went to church, He sat at the back. The King of all kings was humble. He didn't even want to perform miracles to show who He was. But He was dealing with individuals at certain times. He had to show them. He was confident. He had to show them who He was. He had to walk on water. He had to make the blind man see. He had to cast out demons. Because people didn't believe Him. See, but we don't have to make a believer out of people. We don't have to be seen. We just have to speak the truth. Continue to be great disciples. So whether you have a job or whether you're in the church, no matter what it is you're doing, you must understand the difference between confidence and arrogance. Satan is a liar, and he will tell you things like you deserve it. You deserve it. See, if anything goes outside of what the Bible says, that's the devil. You got certain people in relationships right now, potentially married, and the devil tells them they deserve something else. Man, you can believe that lie if you want to. You might deserve more from your husband or from your wife, but you don't deserve something else. God is not going to call you to step out and commit adultery because you feel like you deserve more. That is something that you wanted to do. Your own arrogance told you to do that. The devil might tell the cash register kid, you work 12 hours a day. Look at him making all this money. You deserve to take a 50. Go ahead and get you a 50. You deserve it. Well, I feel like I do deserve it. You're right, Satan, I do. I'm not a thief, but I deserve this $50 bill. I'm gonna just take it. I've been giving this CEO all this time, and I've been giving him my best. I'm on time to work every day. And I'm just making him rich. It's just a lie. You felt that you deserved it. God had a promotion coming for you if you would have just been patient. If you would have continued to stay in your prayer life. No, you don't have the most flashy job. No, you're not being seen every day. But your blessing is coming. Moses did not feel qualified when he was told to go free the Israelites from Egypt. I said this on my Instagram. He didn't feel qualified. He said, God, who am I? Who am I to complete this task for you? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But God said, when you get there, you tell them that I am sent you. Because sometimes it's not about the person that's on the mission. It's about the person or the God that sent them on the mission. So if you feel, I'm going to just say this, and I don't mean to be rude. If you feel in your heart that you're a pastor and you're going around telling people you're going to pastor a church, or that shit, it's probably not the calling for you at the moment. I know many will disagree. But God's calling on your life is going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. So if you're comfortable being a pastor, you really ain't ready for that problem. You really ain't ready for the problem. You know? Some people say, well, I know that's my calling. Okay. That's why you have a lot of pastors every single day quitting their job. Because they thought they were ready for the mission and they were not. This is why you see a lot of churches change pastors all the time. Because they thought they were ready and they were not. They called themselves to the pulpit and the pulpit did not call them. Hey, be patient. Leadership requires great patience. So just to recap, I want you guys to remember that the enemy can make you believe what you already feel about yourself, even if it's contrary to what God has shown you. Second, find out what gives you energy. Do you like to be seen, be heard, be right all the time? And lastly, be confident, not arrogant. If God ain't in it, you ain't winning.